If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Welcome aboard. It is Calling All Sports here across country and around the world. Sports Byline Broadcast, Sirius XM, American Forces Radio Network. We stream it also. Click on Listen Live if you get to sportsbyline.com. Marty Tourette along the way. Our crack producer is, as always, right up and through Thursday. It is Dominic Jimenez and the whole crew, Darren Peck in San Francisco as well at the home base of Sports Byline. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 is the two-way sports conversation telephone number, and we got a ton to get to. Of course, looking back at week 15 of the NFL, but we're going to take a long, hard look at, you know, Sweet 16. Week 16 of the NFL is absolutely phenomenal. We'll get into the Patriots disaster, but they've got the Bengals at Gillette on Saturday. Now, most of the games, it's kind of a flip. Most of the games on Saturday, 3 on Christmas Sunday, and 5 NBA games too. But, you know, Bengals-Patriots going to headline certainly. Bills-Bears, not really. Giants-Vikings, Lions on the road. All of a sudden, it's 7-7. They go to Carolina. That'll be a huge spot. A desperate Seattle team will venture into Kansas City. And then you got the Commanders going out to the Bay Area. Washington's going to take on San Francisco. And, of course, Eagles-Cowboys on Christmas Eve. Raiders-Steelers will be the Saturday night primetime game. We'll get into the Sunday tilts as well. That's where we're going to get started. Major college news today. The Iowa kid, Caden Proctor, number one ranked offensive lineman in the country. He's going to decommit from Iowa and head to Tuscaloosa, Alabama, and Nick Saban's Crimson Tide. So, that old Deacon Blues song by Steely Dan. They call Alabama the Crimson Tide and die behind the wheel. Brutal to lose Proctor. The Iowa program and Kirk Ferentz has got to be reeling over this one. So we'll get going on a very busy Monday into Tuesday across the country and around the world. It's Calling All Sports, presented by our good friend Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners. We'll do our high school spotlight before the top of the hour as well. We get it started. Red Fred from Boston, New England, the whole crew. We get it going here on Sports Byline. Keep it here.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood, but did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The rope trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
All right, talking a little sports here, calling all sports. Marty Terrell here as we get it going here on a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America, as well as we go into the nighttime at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. All right, we'll get to Caden Proctor and then Drew. Caden Proctor leaving, not leaving. He committed late June to Iowa. He decommits, head to Alabama, but there's so much NFL stuff going on. Former Notre Dame quarterback Drew Pine, he's obviously leaving the Irish. He's going to commit to Arizona State. So yeah, I can't bog down our airwaves with all this recruiting stuff. There's 60,000 different places you can get it. We kind of skim the headlines and away we go. Look, we'll start with the Pats. We got the Belichick clip here in a moment. But listen, the Patriots, it's one of the biggest faux pas, bungled plays, stupid plays, asinine plays. You know, Belichick can stand in the room out in Vegas and then double back first thing this morning at Gillette Stadium and throw out this situational awareness. This was just inexcusable. I mean, and then, you know, Mac Jones, who, speaking of Alabama, I wish he would take his floppy ears and fly out of town. I've had enough of Mac Jones to last me a lifetime. I mean, the guy's he's done nothing at the professional level, and he's over there chewing rear ends, yelling at veteran players on the sideline. I mean, come on, Belichick, reel this guy in. And you know what, Mac? Now, I understand that, listen, the odds of a quarterback having to hand the ball off, to hand the football off, and then to think that you then better be prepared to make a game-saving tackle. I'll cut the goofy, you know, hillbilly redneck Mac Jones a little bit of slack on that. But, I mean, look at his statistics. I mean, he had a pedestrian 55 quarterbacking rating. So, you know, at least he stayed within the speed limit. He's not an NFL quarterback. I mean, you could sit there and talk to me till you're blue in the face. I'm done with Mac Jones. I'm sick and tired of Mac Jones. His act is worn thin. You know, the Patriots treated the last play like it was a kick return, and they were trailing. They were tied, Belichick, at 24-24, and your 11 players treated that like a rugby match, throwing the ball around and all the crazy stuff. And listen, the Keelan Cole call was blown. I mean, they blew the call. You know, and no one's going to sell me on the idea they didn't have the right camera angle, because the angle that I saw 50,000 times was his toe, all five toes on his foot were in the painted white that borders every single end zone in the National Football League. So, you know, they blew the call. Who knows? The Pats might have lost the game in overtime. You can't blow that lead with less than a minute to play. You just can't do it, and they did. And it's one of the greatest bungled situations the league has ever seen. Make no mistake about it. It's going down there with Leon Lett. It's going down there with Jim Marshall running the wrong way. It's going down there with Leon Lett, number two. And then the crazy comeback by the Vikings. You can't make that up over the Colts. Colts fire Frank Reich. Reich back in 93, nearly 30 years ago, almost 2 weeks separated. 29 years and 50 weeks later, the team that fires Reich ends up blowing a 33-point lead. I mean, this weekend in the NFL was just – it was nuts. I mean, you just could not. You can't even imagine how ridiculous Week 15 of the National Football League was. I mean, I could do 5 hours tonight on three of the wackiest football games you've ever seen. Not to mention Dallas losing to Jacksonville, Kansas City second week in a row flirting with disaster. We talked about the Vikings situation. I mean, the Giants last night, and I'll tell you what, that Thibodeau kid, Kayvon Thibodeau, the kid out of Oregon, what a football player this kid is. The hit, scoop, and score that he had on Sunday Night Football last night was flat out phenomenal. But here's Belichick now. Let's get to it. This is courtesy of 98.5, the sports hub in Boston, home of Maz and Felger, one of the top-rated sports radio stations in the country, flagship New England Patriots radio network. Here's BB, Bill Belichick, in the postgame.
And was the snapper on it, snapping it too early?
Stay on the play.
Bill, on the final play over here, I know you said there was a mistake. Jacoby took accountability for that, saying he knows better than to throw the ball back across. Was there any coaching point after you had called the draw to say, if, you know, the play's over, just fall down or go out of bounds?
Yeah. Well, obviously, that would have been better, the result.
Was that said?
Yeah, look, we've talked about situational football. We talk about it every week. But we obviously have got to do a better job playing situational football and not making critical mistakes in the game.
Bill, you left the Keelan Cole touchdown. What did the refs tell you, and did you agree with their decision?
Yeah, was there a pull report?
I believe so, yeah.
There you go.
And what he's saying there at the end there is, you know, he asked him about the Keelan Cole catch. You know, Belichick, answer the guy's question, would you please? Answer the question. I mean, it's a fair question. Was there a pool reporter? In other words, there's a pool reporter that goes in, talks to the officials, gets the explanation, comes out and shares it. And that's just, you know, come on. I'm not going to say it's lowbrow, but, you know, Belichick, you're a Hall of Fame coach, first ballot. I mean, if not, I mean, you're Lombardi-esque, for crying out loud. Answer the question. Just answer the question. You know, and don't hide behind, well, you know, you're going to get fined. You don't have to say anything that's going to get you fined. Just answer the reporter's question. My God, and I understand. Look, Boston's a rough and tumble town. It's a tough media town. They don't give up. That fan base in Boston is brutal. Now, they're the best fans in the world when they're winning, but they're front runners. And when the tide turns there, their fangs come out. The veins in their neck start to bulge. They get goofy, those fans. I mean, it's brutal. My buddy Fred, Red Fred, coming up live from New England here shortly, will tell you they're due for a Waterloo. We got a little ABBA music in here. They're due for a Waterloo in New England. So we'll get Red Fred in here. We're going to go inside the National Football League. We'll go through, obviously, the Patriots situation. Now, that's the negative. The positive, where do you want to go with the positive? I don't know where to start. Buffalo and Miami, phenomenal game Saturday night. Phenomenal. After you watched that early game on Saturday, you know, the middle game was kind of ho-hum, but that night game, Saturday night in Buffalo, was phenomenal. Then we didn't even mention it, but you got, if you're going to go positive, and I love to on this program, you guys got to go Detroit Lions. You have to. They started 1-6. They're now 7-7, and they're the 8 seed. Now, there's only 7 seeds, but they're knocking on the door. And I think they're going to get Seattle, because Seattle is going to get whacked on Saturday. Seattle's not beating Kansas City at Arrowhead, so Detroit has got Carolina in Carolina. And don't look now, but the Lions have their last two against the Bears. They got the Bears, and they've got the Packers to finish up. So they're in a great striking. I mean, how can you not root for Detroit? And look, I'm a dyed-in-the-wool New England fan, and the Patriots are not getting in, folks. They had to have that game in Vegas on Sunday. Had to have it. You can sit here, you can do all the figuring and all the computations and all the intermachinations and the computer algorithms and everything. The Patriots lost their chance to even realistically engage and entertain into their collective craniums the idea that they're going to be playing postseason football. If the Patriots are going to the playoffs as a team, they're buying tickets. They're not getting in. They are not getting in. You can go to the bank with it. They lost their opportunity with the goofiest play you'll ever see. So we'll get red-fretted here. We'll break down. We'll look at it. I mean, we're going to go through it. But really, where you're going to see is a phenomenal, as good as week 15 was, week 16 is going to be better. We'll look forward to it. Red Fred coming in from New England next. More of your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Calling all sports here, cross country and around the world, part of Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. I'm going to open up the text line, too. You can text me at 515-380-6569. I'm going to do a little mini poll here. Write this down, folks. 515-380-6569. I'll say it one more time, 515-380-6569. Just text me real quick. Was the Patriots' final play the worst play you've ever seen in a big spot in the NFL? Yes or no? Y or N? Just hit it. All right. Oh, wow, they're coming through already. Look at that. A lot of Ys. Okay, 515-380-6569. One more time, 515-380-6569. Patriots' last play of the game, worst you've ever seen in professional football. Yes or no? 515-380-6569. Text me right away. All right, let's get to Red Fred. He's in New England. He's in the middle of the storm. Freddie, what's going on, pal?
Hey, Marty, how you doing? Thanks for having me on, bud.
I appreciate it. All right, give me the roughly the 20, not quite, about the 20 hours or 22 hours since that disastrous play. Give me the rundown of the reaction there in New England, the six-state New England area.
Wow, you know, everybody was like, what did I just see? Did I see what I thought I saw? It was like, wow, can't believe it. You know, we've all heard of a shot heard around the world that Lexington Concord, but this play here is going to be seen around the world, and it's going to go down in the history books also. Just unbelievable. What were they thinking? Just amazing. People are like, you know, what's happened to the Patriot way? Do your job. No days off. What the heck the Patriots have like? What have they forgot about it? It's just unbelievable. Why those
Fred, the last play turned into a rugby match for crying. How can you, in a spot where you need that game, an AFC game on the road, you need that game to get into the playoffs, and you pull that crap? I'm serious. What are you thinking?
You know, well, we did a lousy job at situational football. We got to do a better job. You know, that was a major breakdown of situational football. You know, they forgot where they were at in the game. They should have remembered, hey, we're going to go to overtime, get down, we'll take our chances in overtime. But to go out rogue like that, try to make a sandlot play, it's like, ooh. It didn't go the way they wanted. He had the wrong Jones. He threw the ball to Chandler Jones instead of Mac Jones. Oh, yeah, everybody's like, you got to be kidding me. You know.
Are they growing tired of Mac Jones and his little big ears? Are they getting tired of this Alabama kid's act? I mean, he played at Alabama. He had a hell of a supporting cast. You know, I mean, he was a great quarterback at Alabama, but he had a great, great supporting cast. And this kid's, I mean, he's coming across as a first-class jerk right now. He really is. Are they growing tired of his sad sack act on the sideline there in New England?
Yeah, I think he's showing his age. He's frustrated. He's used to winning. You know, when the chips are down, you got to keep your cool. You know, he's taking the GOAT's place, and there was nobody cool hand Luke under pressure than the GOAT. And he's got big shoes to fill. He's got a lot to learn, but I think he's frustrated in the play calling. I think a lot of the offense is frustrated in the play calling. It's mediocre. It's vanilla. It's predictable. There's no creativity. You know, Matt Patricia's a fish out of water calling plays. It's, you know, it's really frustrating. And now they got some heavy lifting to do here ahead of them. And, you know, I heard on sports radio out here, it's like, well, are they just this game's in their head. You know, they're going to have to, like, tone it out and move on, but I don't know if they're going to be able to do that. They got, like I said, they got a giant heavy lifting job here. Are they going to fold and lose the last three? Or are they going to show some resilience? Or is he going to put Zappi in? Or Bob Kraft, I'm sure, has had a talk with everybody involved.
Well, here's where I want to go. Big Red Fred from New England on the line. You're going to do a couple segments with us here tonight. We can't resist. You just said it. You captured the whole essence. I don't want to hear from Belichick because he doesn't say anything, and he's just an ornery, you know, he's nasty. He doesn't want to talk. I don't want to hear from him. I don't want to hear from Jacoby. I don't want to hear from Stevenson. I want to hear from Robert Kraft. And you know what's scary? He's been quiet as a mouse on this one. Heads are going to roll there, I'm telling you. I'm telling you, Fred, you know this. When he's not talking, that is the death knell in New England. Please explain further.
Yeah, he's probably got the wheels spinning, looking what his options is. You know, it's almost the end of the season. They're going to make a change. I don't know if they're going to bring up, you know, an assistant under Patricia. But Belichick has failed to develop the people around him. When all these other coaches left, he had people that could step in that were somewhat capable and knew the program. But, you know, it hasn't happened this year. So, you know, ultimately it falls on Belichick's head. So, you know, he's got a total line. But I'm sure Robert Kraft isn't very happy. You know, someone's going to take a fall or something. They got to make some changes. They can't keep going the way they're going.
I don't think I mean, the fact that he hasn't said anything, though, to me, that's not a good sign for Belichick. Not that he's going to get fired, but you know what? He may have to endure the injustice and the undignified move of having to make a change, maybe fire Patricia, and it's not his idea. The order may come down from up top, and if that does, that's going to make Belichick look bad.
Belichick did some hatchet moves before in his career. I'm sure, you know, it's part of the game. It's a business. You know, if they got to whack him, they got to whack him for the benefit of the team. But it's certainly, man, who would I heard the show last Friday, you know, put your seatbelt on. This is going to be a wild weekend. Well, man, there was all kinds of records broke this weekend. You know what I mean? It was like unbelievable. You can't make this stuff up.
The Minnesota game. You know what game that was crazy? I mean, seriously. I mean, Dallas getting sloppy. I love the way Detroit won. The Jets, stupid. I mean, stupid. And going back to that Colt game on Saturday, your field goal kicker's 5 for 5, and you don't let him take a crack from 57 yards to go up 9 and or to go up 11 and win the game? What are you thinking there? How do you not kick that field goal?
Matty Ice, he's got 2 devious records there. He bobbled the biggest comeback by the Patriots in the Super Bowl, and now he's got an asterisk beside this game. Choked it away. Man, oh, man. He better go put his head in the sand somewhere.
Yeah, his career's over, you know. Hey, listen, hang through the break. We got a Monday night game that nobody cares about, but there's some other nuggets I want to throw your way. Can you give me a few minutes on the other side? Don't go anywhere, okay?
Yeah, okay. Yep.
All right, Red Fred, you hang in there. We're presented by Randy Byrne and all the great folks at Vanguard Utility Partners, saluting high schools. And we're going to dip into – where are we going? We're going to Nebraska. We'll do that for the top of the hour in the two-minute drill here on Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM, and worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. Yeah, we'll get him coming back. Here's the other thing in Boston, too. The Bruins are playing great. How did the Celtics lose a Friday-Sunday double dip to the Orlando Magic? What the heck is going on there? Brutal. So we'll come back. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-PLAY. Was the Patriots play the worst play in NFL history? I think it was. I can't think of one. I mean, Jim Marshall going the wrong way, Leon let it be. You know, there's been some crazy stuff. But, I mean, this one here was just stunning. I mean, you watched that, you just said, what am I looking at? Are they going to throw a flag? Is there going to be something here? No, the Chandler Jones. And how about running over Mac Jones? I mean, you just can't make it up. So, yes or no, was that the worst play you've ever seen in NFL history? At 515-380-6569. That's our text line. See if you can chime in on that. And, Dom, I don't know if I missed the time cue, but if I didn't, then I'm good to go. But, yeah, 515-380-6569. Is that the worst, seriously, the worst play you've ever seen? You know, as far as the Raider fans are concerned, they loved it. They go, you know, it takes a sad sack season and one play like that, and that's going to massage the Raiders and give them a little juice for the foreseeable future, because that was crazy. All right, we'll look ahead to Week 16 too. There's phenomenal games. There really are. We're gonna get the Eagles and Cowboys. You know, maybe the Cowboys got caught looking ahead. I'm gonna cut them a little slack. Jacksonville and Trevor Lawrence all of a sudden starting to take on a. You know, he looks like an NFL quarterback. Took him a while, but there again, he's in Jacksonville, so you cut him a little bit of slack. And Kansas City looks like they're finding another gear after they just kind of, you know, listen, you play games like that. You know, you play the Texans. They're still NFL players, but, you know, I could see where they just didn't get up for that game. Well, they'll be up. They're going to put the final nail in the coffin of the Seattle Seahawks. So that will be very, very interesting to watch. So we look forward to that. And, again, Week 16, we told you, put your seatbelt on for Week 15. May have to do the same coming up Week 16. We'll do the high school spotlight, too, brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners, college football players on the move. Caden Proctor, the Iowa kid, decommitting from Iowa, going to Alabama. Drew Pine is going to Arizona from Notre Dame, Arizona State. Coming right back.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview, game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. New COVID-19 boosters designed for recent Omicron variants are now available. Learn about eligibility and schedule a free updated booster today at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
You've been putting back a few, and a few becomes a few too many. For a moment, you think of calling for a ride, but nah, you live nearby. What's the worst that could happen? You get pulled over, your insurance goes up, you lose your license, you total your car, you kill someone. The result of driving drunk are tragic. That's why law enforcement is out there looking for impaired drivers, to save lives. So if you think you're okay to drive after a few drinks, think again. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
All right, talking about sports here. Marty Charles calling all sports, Sports Byline broadcast. Red Fred from New England rejoins the fray here. All right, where do you want to start? Let's go some NFL. We'll look ahead to Fred. I'm sick of the Colts game. That was disastrous to watch. Boy, Minnesota, well, you know what we have to do? We have to talk Minnesota. I mean, how many, what's that, like 7 or 8 close games? A year ago, they lost every single close game, including a last play of the game lost. End of the year, last game of the year to Detroit. Where do you go with the Vikings? Are they real? Are they Memorex? Do you think the Vikings are the real deal?
Man, they've done really well in close games this year. All those close games went their way instead of a loss. So they're able to get the job done and execute when they need to. And, you know, they play good situational football, as Belichick would say.
Everybody's saying situational football. That's going to be like the buzzword for the next. All right, what about Detroit? What about Detroit? Give me a hit on the Lions real quick. They've got Carolina on the road. Then they come home, finish up with Chicago and Green Bay. Are the Lions getting in? Are you pulling for them?
Yeah, Lions probably get by two of those games, although Chicago had a good game yesterday against Philadelphia. That was supposed to be a blowout, but Jalen Fields came up with a big game. So
answer the question, though. Are you rooting for Detroit, or are you still hanging on to your Patriots who are circling the drain?
Detroit's a blue-collar town. You know, they've been down in the dumps for quite a while since Barry Sanders. I'm pulling for them. They're regular blue-collar guys. They got that kid from Holy Cross, number 11 there. Ran back the punt. Good little receiver there.
You know what I liked about that? The Jets cut him, and he signed with Detroit and came back and got him. I love that stuff. Yeah. I really do.
You know how sweet that must be?
Unbelievable.
That must be sweeter than sweet. The kid come back and laid it on him. So, yeah.
All right, what about the Giants? You're there on the East Coast. That was an impressive win. That Thibodeau kid, Kayvon Thibodeau, wow, what a player. I mean, that kid was phenomenal last night. He had the scoop and score. Kayvon, the real deal. Where do you go with the Giants? Do you think they can get it done, or you think they're going to be outside looking in?
The Giants came up giant last night. So there was a questionable calls on in the game, but, you know, I'm a big Saquon Barkley guy. He came out of Penn State. He's quite the runner. I don't know who the Giants got next.
All right, staying in the NFC, we got to bring up Brady in Tampa. I mean, 17-0 lead. He's 98-0 lifetime with leads of 17 or more at halftime. They lose the game. Man, I mean, Brady looks like he's going to go out looking pretty sad. I mean, they're going to get the 4th seed because they're going to win the South. Where do you go with that mess?
Man, he choked. Brady, you talk about the Patriots choking. I think the GOAT had 4 straight turnovers, or they had 4 straight turnovers, Tampa Bay. And that was a killer. You can't be turning the ball over and expect to win. The GOAT looks frustrated, too. Tampa Bay, they got some work to do.
Well, I'll tell you, he looks like an old
Joe Burrow's coming to town up here, and he's a gunslinger.
The Patriots are done, and I hope Cincinnati. To be honest with you, I just hope they put the Patriots need to be put out of their misery. You know what they'll do though? They'll win their last two. They'll win 2 out of the last 3 that we don't expect them to. So that'll put them at 9-8, but that won't be enough to get them in. I'm telling you, Fred, when they lost that game in Vegas on Sunday night, that was it. Do you agree with that or not?
Yeah. I mean, you certainly, I don't know what they were doing out there, where there was no days off, or were they down on the strip partaking in the festivities, or, you know, they were living large out there on the West Coast. Now they're coming home. They beat Arizona, who stinks. Denver beat Arizona. What the heck? So, yeah, I don't know, man. And then, you know, that call with 30, they scored twice with 32 seconds left in the game, Marty. I was like, are you kidding me? They got cameras all over these casinos in Vegas. You think they have the brand new state-of-the-art thing? They'd have a camera on every possible angle. Well, somebody didn't follow the blueprints, and they left that part out. That was a questionable call.
No, it wasn't questionable. It was a wrong call. And the Vikings nearly got screwed Saturday. Well, they did get screwed, but they overcame it. All right, give me your top two teams in the NFC. Give me your top two teams in the AFC right now. I'll give you a minute to think about it. You know, you got Philly. You know, you got Minnesota.
Philly's in there, number one. Minnesota. You know, Dallas, they're not out. They can right the ship. That guy's actually done a pretty good coaching job there, but, you know, their defense isn't what it's cracked up to be the last couple of weekends. But so I got Dallas, Philadelphia, and Minnesota.
No, that's only. No, you can't give me three. I asked for two. So give me two. You got to eliminate one.
Oh, two. All right. So, yeah, I like Philadelphia and Minnesota, or, you know, the sleeper.
No, you can't. That's it. Answer the question. All right. No. Let's go over to the AFC. Give me your top two teams in the AFC right now.
You know, Mahomes, as much as I don't like him, I mean, he's a magician. As much as I say it, I'm there on there. Buffalo, you know, Cincinnati, there's Joe Burrow. These young guys are really, some of them guys are making a name for themselves. So, yeah, I'll tell you more after next week. How about it?
All right, I'll give you a week's time.
A little bit more.
All right, give me a little hit on the Red Sox, maybe the Bruins, but the Red Sox, listen, they let Bogaerts go. I see you sent a nice farewell thank you to Boston. That and 50 cents will get you half a cup of coffee in Beantown. Justin Turner, boy, they're playing budget baseball there. John Henry, he's sick of writing checks. He figures he can finish 15, 18, 20 games out of first place and without paying a luxury tax. I don't think they're going to spend there for a while. I really don't. I think he's there to make money now. I really do.
Yeah, and the fan base is like, you know, what are we? Chaim Bloom's turning it into a small town market. This is a big town game up here. It's not like Florida. But no, what's his name? John Henry's paid out big money. That was an underperforming team last year. Those guys made muku bucks. They made bank. So I could see where a guy could be skittish. You were the owner. I'm laying out big money. I ain't getting no production. So I think they wanted to pick up like nine guys. I think they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think they picked up 6, maybe 7 guys. Bogaerts is gone. Evaldi's a free agent. JD Martinez signed with the LA Dodgers for a year. You know, Rich Hill's a free agent. Mike Wacha, I don't know where he's going to end up. Vasquez is going to Minnesota, I guess.
Yeah, so, are they going to lose Devers? Are they going to lose Rafael Devers? I mean, I'm worried sick. That's my guy. They got to hold on.
Got another year. They got another year to work on him here, see what happens. You know, Aaron Judge had 1 year option on his thing, and he decided not, you know, he's going to be a free agent, and he had a really good season, 62 home runs. He really marketed himself and had a really good year. So Devers may be kind of thinking, well, you know, if I can string together a good year, I can become a free agent and cash in, you know, but.
But he has no protection now, Fred, Big Red Fred, in Boston. Devers, they can pitch around him now. He's got no protection in that lineup. I mean, Turner from the Dodgers? What, are you kidding me? He has no protection.
Yeah, as long as these guys shave and clean up. I like a ball team, no beards, get their hair cuts, they're all business. these guys that are wild, renegade, you know, let's get some discipline down here and get these guys. They're making big money. You got to start producing.
All right,
Bruins had a good weekend. They honored Patrice Bergeron. They had Patrice Bergeron Day in the Commonwealth. They had a big thing at the Garden, celebrated his 1,000th point. That's quite a career. I look back up his career. He got his first point November 2003. Bergeron got his first point, and he got his first hat trick in 2011. He's got a good career. Nice thing. He had a nice family. He's got three little kids, nice wife. The crowd was all behind him. They showed Johnny Busek, the chief, there, and Cam Neely came out. And yeah, it was a nice time. The Bruins are riding high. I thought I was watching them against, I think it was the Kings. They're number one in penalty killing and number three in power play, but. You know, your hockey man Brock could illuminate on that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing. As much as I hate to admit this, I like hockey. Don't get me wrong, but Boston's a big time hockey town. People don't realize that it's a big time hockey. You know, it was originally a bigger hockey town than it was a Celtics town before they won all the championships. Big Red Fred.
Yeah, I mean. I like watching hockey, especially playoff hockey. Man, oh man,
the best.
It's like it's the best. They're you know, these guys' bodies take a pounding. So hey, we'll see how the Rams do tonight with Baker Mayfield. I always liked Baker Mayfield, and he's on tonight. What are they playing up in the Ice Bowl? It says it's going to be 18 degrees up there in Lambeau.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll watch that game. I'll probably just check into it because it's Monday night. Almost, it's kind of like muscle memory. Flip on ESPN and watch it. Hey, listen, I love you for coming on. You take care. We'll talk again next week, all right?
All right, thanks for having me, Marty. Have a good week out there in Iowa.
All right, Big Red Fred on the hotline. There you go, Big Red Fred. He's covering New England. He's got the East Coast covered for us. We're going to go out west and go down south this week as well. With a lot going on. 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529. The text line was the Patriots play the worst play in NFL history. Regular season, Super Bowl, playoffs, doesn't matter. 515-380-6569. 515-380-6569 is the two-way text line number because I respond to all the text messages. Right now, it's, I think there's only two people that said it wasn't the worst play. Three. One, no, actually four. Four people said it wasn't the worst play in history. That's great. All right, we'll come back on the other side. We'll salute the high schools in Lincoln, Nebraska, and all courtesy of our good friend Randy Byrne. And, of course, big news with Nebraska getting the Rayola kid, the quarterback who decommitted out of Ohio State. He's going over to Lincoln to play for Coach Matt Rhule and the Cornhuskers. But we're going to salute the preps over in the state of Nebraska. They produce some great student athletes over there as well. So we'll come back on the other side. And again, you can text us 515-380-6569. I'm Marty Terrell. It is Calling All Sports, part of Sports Overnight America, Sirius XM, and the American Forces Radio Network. Keep it right here. Presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. Keep it right here.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorns Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number. 800-634-0482. 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
All right, welcome back. Home stretch. Here we go, talking the world of sports here. Randy Byrne and Vanguard Utility Partners helping us salute, high schools, all the high schools that were spotlighting more academic and athletic achievement. We're very grateful to Randy Byrne. In fact, I'm going to see him tomorrow, part of our Tuesday Breakfast Club. And a wonderful guy and a great source of information. But anyways, we're saluting the high school system in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, that's Husker territory and a new coach, Matt Rhule. But you talk to the administrators and the athletic directors over there. Omaha gets a lot of attention. But those Lincoln schools have garnered quite a few state titles, and you know, not only football, but they've got some really good basketball, some of the tennis programs, some of the swimming programs. You just a lot of those kids matriculate over to Creighton, which has got some really, really non-meat and potato sports, the swimming teams, and of course Omaha has had the Olympic trials over there. So all those student athletes in the Lincoln, Nebraska high school and even the junior high school secondary school system over there, we salute you folks, courtesy of Vanguard Utility Partners. They're really helping us reach out and salute our high school partners. And we've got some great things coming up as we turn the calendar from 2022 to 2023 with Vanguard and some of the people who have really helped us get back on the air and get rolling again. So I want to thank Randy Byrne and all the high school kids that we are getting them some recognition. And there's going to be some individual athletes we're going to reach out to as well. We look forward to it. All right, Green Bay and the Rams tonight. Look, back in, last spring when the schedule came out, we all had this game circled. Boy, oh boy, just less than a week away from Christmas. Boy, that Green Bay-Rams game. Anybody be truthful? Anybody think that this game would be an absolute, if you miss tonight's game, you're probably not missing anything, unless it's wacky or someone unfortunately gets hurt, which we're not hoping for. But seriously, when the schedule came out, you looked at Green Bay, and the Rams at Lambeau, and you're like, wow, can't wait for that Monday night game. If you missed it tonight, no big deal. Thank you very much, Dominic Jimenez, Darren Peck, the whole crew in San Francisco. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your morning across the country and around the world. I'm Marty Terrell. Adios.